This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But this is too important. This is the kind of thing that I've devoted my entire career, certainly over the last 40 plus years.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
And we are in a crisis right now, and there's no chance I'm going to walk away from this.
They can't fire me. I'm indestructible.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The most popular words used to describe America today: downhill, divisive, negative, struggling, lost, and bad.
Where am I?
The pit of despair. Don't even think.
Don't even think about trying to escape.
So my advice to everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita.
Just let it out. Have a good cry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Who can afford a margarita when you're trying to fill up your car with gasoline or buy some hamburger from one of the big four? 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We've got a lot to talk about here today. It's a new week. I'm sorry the Green Bay Packers lost. That's my saddest moment of the football weekend, because it made all those woke blue check marks happy. Like, the Faucius out there were very happy when the Green Bay Packers lost, because Fauci has been, he's been a little too un-PC, you know, talking about his freedom and reading Ayn Rand and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about today is this thing in this situation with Ukraine and the Russians massed on the border. And I'm just perplexed at how they think, if they really believe that Americans care about this, and they have an invasion going on our own southern border, 2 million people. I just did a hit on Newsmax, and I told Grace, so I've just been thinking about this. But 2 million illegal aliens came over last year. That's, you do the math and just round it off, it's about 6,000 illegal aliens a day. A lot of them are gangbangers, fentanyl dealers, pregnant teen moms. They're all going to, all 90 plus percent of them are going to be on the dole. They're unvaccinated. 20% of them are testing positive for COVID variant or whatever variant there is. And that's okay. We're not gonna stop them, and it is so bad. And we mentioned this early last week, you know, briefly. But it's how it is to get on an airplane. You have to have a driver's license. If for some reason you don't have a driver's license, they want you to have a passport, right? But illegal aliens have neither. So the illegal aliens now, and again, this was put out by sources in the Department of Homeland Security, leaked to Republican congressman in Texas, Lance Gooden, and now it's been confirmed by the DHS that certain Department of Homeland Security documents may be considered acceptable forms of alternative identification for non-citizens, i.e. illegal aliens on airplanes, including a, quote, warrant for arrest of alien, unquote, and a, quote, warrant of removal deportation, unquote. So those invaders are welcomed with open arms and basically directed straight to the welfare office.
Everything free in America.
But I'm supposed to be concerned, you're supposed to be concerned about the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Now, Joe Biden is so concerned about Russia that he ended the sanctions on their pipeline and gave them the power to basically sell all of the fuel that the European Union needs to keep their societies running. So he's given them, I think I've read it's a 40% increase in their gross domestic product, or their exports, I guess is more like it, exports, since the beginning of the of last year when he became president. He shut down our pipelines. He ended drilling on federal land whenever he could. He stopped any future leases for oil and gas on federal land, which is a huge portion of the West, obviously. And at the same time, he's letting Russia and the other oil exporting nations that make up OPEC just sell and increase their prices. And his only response is to, please, please, can you reduce your prices? Those of you who hate us and finance the 9/11 terrorists and who are now threatening Ukraine, can you please cut your prices? And now he's warning of severe economic consequences for Russia. Wouldn't it have been better for him just to keep the sanctions in place on the so that they couldn't export all that extra fossil fuel, natural gas especially, into Europe? How is NATO going to exert severe economic pressure consequences on the on their supplier of energy? Does that seem likely that that's going to happen? And so then I was just watching the press conference from the Pentagon. This Kirby, this admiral, he's the Baghdad Bob of the 21st century. One of the reporters asked him the real basic question: what is the exact mission of the U.S., these 8,500 troops that have been put on alert? And he said, there is not a mission per se. They're just out there, right? And so then another reporter said, well, when is a decision going to be made about whether these troops are actually going to be deployed? And he said, it's not our call. It's NATO's call. But, and again, remember, this is the same administration that just 4 or 5 months ago in Afghanistan cut and ran out of Afghanistan because Biden said there was no reason for any Americans to lose their lives in Afghanistan. And by the way, no Americans had lost their lives in the last year or so of the Trump administration until the Taliban was emboldened enough to blow up the Kabul airport and kill 13 U.S. service people. There hadn't been any U.S. fatalities for 18 months. But now, you know, we don't care about our southern border. We don't care about Afghanistan, where several thousand Americans died, where we spent billions, if not trillions of dollars, trying to, keep the country intact and from being retaken over by the Taliban and their ISIS allies. And we didn't do anything about that. We left behind $86 billion in military equipment. But now we're suddenly concerned about Russia. Russia, that the same country, the capital city of which is Moscow, whose former mayor's widow gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. Okay? So now we're worried about this country that has given all this money to the Biden family, to Joe Biden's crack-addled, stripper-chasing, alcoholic, screwing his sister-in-law son. That's we're concerned about that.
Did you include gun tossing?
Gun tossing in a garbage can across the street from a high school son, a hallucinating son, a guy who's been to some of the finest rehab centers, highest priced rehab centers across the entire continent. I counted seven in that story in the New Yorker. Somehow now we're concerned about Ukraine. We're not concerned about the southern border. We're not concerned about Afghanistan, where the plotting was done for 9/11, where 2,000 Americans died over the last 20 years. We didn't care about them. We don't care about Afghanistan. We don't care about our allies, our actual allies, and not people who are paying off Hunter Biden $83,000 a month. I mean, these are people who are actually fought by our sides, were hanging on to the aircraft when they were taken off from the Kabul airport and were falling to their deaths from tens of thousands of square feet. It was feet up in the air. We don't care about any of them. But we're very concerned now about the Ukrainians. I don't get it. I mean, and again, if this is wag the dog, the Biden administration doesn't have the ability to the cleverness to wag the dog, change the subject. This is just going to irritate people even more, I think. And that's why we're not seeing any polling on it, because it's so ridiculous what's going on here. 844-500-4242. Yeah, 857, the barn owl sing. Was it a barn owl that he saw in the Nevada desert? A barn owl. Okay, I've never seen very many owls. I get them confused. All right. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what a saving. $70. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. And the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
And that, 2012 is calling to ask for one of its defining political lines back. That was from the 2012 campaign, at the debate between Barack Obama and his assistant Candy Crowley versus Willard Mitt Romney, the alleged Republican nominee. Plan ahead this Valentine's Day with best deals on roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. And again, the price is going to go up as we get closer to Valentine's Day, so order now. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Because as we get closer to Valentine's Day, the price goes up. So 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which border do you care about more, the U.S.-Mexico border or the Russia-Ukraine border?
I know this is going to go 100%, but I just want to keep it keep talking about it all day. So I'm obviously I care more about the southern border.
98% say the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah, there's a sad story in Chicago today, by the way, an eight-year-old Mexican girl, and she just came over in August. So I guess, you know, she's a beneficiary of the open borders policy. So she and her mother, no mention of the father, moved up to Chicago. And she was out playing over the weekend, and she got caught in a shootout, and she's dead. 8 years old, cute little kid, and she's dead. And I'm just about 100% sure she was an illegal, came over with her mother, and she moved to the U.S. and she got killed in the crossfire here. You know, I mean, who's benefiting from these open borders? You know, and the one Democrat who complains, the one Democrat in the Congress who's been most vociferously anyway, the others, you know, I guess probably some of these 28, 29 Democrats that have decided not to run for reelection in the House, they probably aren't too happy about the open borders policy. But the only guy who had the stones to come out and say something, Henry Cuellar from Laredo, Texas. He got a visit last week from the FBI because they're very concerned about his campaign contributions. Like, there's 435 congressmen, 100 senators. He's the only one that's got a problem in either party with campaign contributions that the FBI has to.
This is your FBI.
You know, they don't care about stopping the flow of drugs or illegal aliens or sex traffickers or MS-13 gangbangers, but they're very concerned about Henry Cuellar's campaign contributions. Okay. They're not concerned about Hunter Biden's laptop either, come to think of it, among so many other things. Remember that was Russian. That was Russian disinformation. Now we're very concerned about Russia. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for allowing me to speak in your program. You know, history has a bad way of repeating itself, Howie. And, you know, a point in case in point is the Soviets pulled out after 19 years in Afghanistan. Then we come along with Mr. Potato Head, our current president, with his dumbfooled administration, and they couldn't pull out of Afghanistan properly. And now we're going to go back, and I'm sure right now Liz Cheney, the old little war hawk, she is going to make sure that she enriches her daddy's legacy, and I bet she's foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog right now, just waiting to go to war.
Yeah, you know, that's what Tucker Carlson has been saying, that she's a neocon. You know, she's a chicken hawk. Well, I guess a female can't be a chicken hawk. That's reserved for males who want to saber rattle but don't want to serve themselves. You know, I don't think anybody's buying it anymore. Where is the, you know, are people rushing down to the enlistment centers to you know, join the service, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, Coast Guard? Yeah, Kiev. Remember Kiev? Huh? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they're really barking up. If they thought, you know, high gas prices and an open border and Jimmy Carter-style inflation was a non-starter, wait till they get into a war for no reason. Thanks for the call, Peter. Joe, quickly, Joe.
Hey, Howie, can General Milley give us a breakdown of the diversity in the 8,500 troops he's got going over there? I want all 87 genders covered.
Oh, that is a very good point, Joe. We need that. We need to find out how many of them are pregnant transgenders too. That's another really important point. And we got to make sure that of those 8,500, we've got to test them all to make sure none of them are white supremacists or white nationalists. What's the phrase they use in the Pentagon? Thanks. Good point, Joe. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you would like to join us. And you can always go to howiecarshow.com and check out everything there. You can check out Howie's homework, all the stories that that we'll be talking about this afternoon, and check out our store and get a gift certificate to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. We got all kinds of stuff, all of our books, and Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. Go to it's at howiecarshow.com. Click on store. Right now, though, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, very tough news week, month, almost year for Joe Biden. And according to The Hill, Joe Biden looks for a way to win back deflated black voters. The president's belated push for voting rights legislation did not go over well with black voters, Howie. And the polls show that they are not happy with Joe Biden.
How about all the vaccine mandates?
Yeah, a lot of minorities. I mean, considering that
black Americans have a lower rate of vaccination than white Trump voters do.
Yeah, and
so how was that a winning issue for him?
And I also think crime is another part of this that really is not playing well with minority communities. Like when you look in places like New York City, there were so many awful crimes over the weekend. I know you had just mentioned a crime of that little girl being shot. But
In Chicago, but in
New York City over the weekend, two officers were shot. One of them died. I'm not sure if the other one even survived.
I think he's in really, really grave condition. And this is after a bum shoved a successful businesswoman, an Asian American, onto the subway tracks and killed her at 42nd Street. And this was after the Hispanic 19-year-old was killed, gunned down by an illegal alien from Jamaica. At a Burger King in East Harlem, and then a little girl, not even a year old, a baby, was shot and wounded in Brooklyn, I believe. So this is just like in 10 days, this has all happened. All of them horrible incidents, and they have no clue. And did you see the city councilor, the new city councilor from Harlem, the district where the two cops were killed? She called the NYPD the largest gang in New York City.
Ugh.
That was 19 days before the shooting. 19 days. And then immediately after the shooting, she tweeted out something: we need more community gardens in our district. She didn't mention the cops till like midnight after she was taking all this raft of grief from her constituents, saying, "Do you want to mention that two cops were just shot by a thug in your district?"
Yeah, and the NYPD was having a lot of press conferences over the weekend, and some of those cops were just saying such powerful things to, you know, to politicians, to their community, just being like, "We can't do this anymore." And Black Lives Matter DC is complaining that shot police officers are treated as heroes in tearjerker press conferences. This was one especially horrible tweet over the weekend from Black Lives Matter DC. They said, "This is the point that we've been making for months. Look at the reaction and coverage tonight. Tearjerker press conferences and proclamations of heroes coming soon. Imagine if people knew these folks' names. Being black in DC is more dangerous than any job."
What? All right. Okay. Public advocate Juman Williams. Okay. This is in New York. "Hiring police officers is sending the wrong message." That's what he said before. This is what he said when they were all the George Floyd looting was going on in Herald Square, Macy's. Now he tweeted out, "Rivera died while trying to protect another New Yorker's safety, as countless officers do every day." Letitia James, the one who's concerned, she only wants to sue Trump and subpoena, you know, Ivanka and Donald Jr. and all that. She was saying policing is embedded in racism. I don't know what the hell that means. Policing is embedded in racism. Now she says all of New York is in mourning tonight. We pray for the safety of our police. What a 180 they've taken, huh?
If you look very closely, you can detect a slight shift in her narrative. Yeah, and by the way, Howie, on CNN, Brian Stelter brought on Oliver Darcy, and they were talking about Fox News and how Fox News is exaggerating the crime. You know, they're trying to pump up the crime to scare people. Again, it's never about the issue. It's about how Republicans or perceived right-wing media outlets are reacting to the issue, or weaponizing, you know, or seizing or pouncing upon the issue.
You know, there was a, you know, you saw those stories last week, the video of the all the looting that's been going on in L.A. on the Union Pacific freight trains.
Yeah.
And all the empty boxes and the looted containers and
it packages. It looks like a third world country.
Right. That's what that's what Gavin Newsom said. And, you know, he wasn't attacked for saying that, even though Donald Trump said the same thing and he was the world's worst human being. So I was wondering, I said, you know, I was thinking at the time last week, why doesn't some reporter go out there? It would take about 10 minutes to just go through and get the addresses of these packages and find some people that have lost stuff. But nobody will do that. No, nobody does that anymore because, number one, it would require leaving the laptop and losing your Twitter feed for 10 minutes. And number two, it would reflect badly on the Democrats that are in control in California and nationwide. Well, today, finally, Grace, after 2 weeks of this coverage of all these empty packages and all this looting going on, the Wall Street Journal finally went out and got a package and called someone who'd been robbed.
Wow. Did they get a quote?
Yeah. Michelle Wild bought a piece of sand art during a visit to Jerome, Arizona earlier this month. Rather than carrying it home, she had the shopkeeper ship the $145 frame to her in Everett, Washington. Instead of arriving at her home in Everett, the package ended up next to a railroad track in East LA. The frame was gone. The box, only the box remained. So as far as I know, this is the only looting victim in the street interview that's been done.
What was her name, Howie?
Michelle Wild, W-I-L-D.
Could I give Michelle a piece of advice?
What's that?
Lower your expectations.
Here's what she said when she was contacted by a Wall Street Journal reporter. Why are people breaking into rail cars and why is no one doing anything? She said when she was contacted by a Wall Street Journal reporter to inform her of the fate of her package. We're in like year 13 of a pandemic, so nothing surprises me about human behavior anymore. This is why no one else wanted to talk to any of these victims, because these were the kind of quotes they were going to get.
I like that quote.
Year 13.
Hey, Howie, there was there's a lot of talk now. Jen Psaki was on The View, I think, on Friday, and Anna Navarro was floating the idea of, you know, how can we trust these elections? How do we know that they're legitimate? And I thought Molly Hemingway put this really well. She said, Dems are in a pickle right now. They regularly question elections, but have been asserting 2020, which we all know was unlike any in our history, is beyond question. Recent tangled rhetoric is an attempt to reclaim their long-held stance of doubting GOP election wins. That's something that sometimes I forget, Howie, which is when Trump questioned the election, it really did become this thing that you were not allowed to acknowledge or say without being called like a conspiracy theorist or a insurrectionist or whatever.
Oh, they're still doing it.
But every single election that I can remember in my lifetime, the Democrats have questioned when they lost. So why is 2020 like so? Why is it blasphemy to question that one? We all know the answer, but
it's the same thing with the it's okay for Gavin Newsom to say it looks like the third world, but it's not okay for Trump to say that the illegal aliens are coming from third world bleep holes. You know, it's the same thing. There's a column in the New York Post today. You saw what they did with Mitch McConnell. You know, he said something that he said blacks are voting at the same rate as Americans, and he forgot to put the word white in. So he became for a day the world's worst human being again. But of course, we're all supposed to now forget that Joe Biden said poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, right?
Right.
That's a thousand times worse than what Mitch McConnell just said. Mitch McConnell just dropped a word. How many times does Biden drop a word when he's speaking for a minute?
And Howie,
poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It really does show you that Democrats are allotted all of this. They're always given benefit of the doubt from the mainstream media, from Hollywood, from everyone. And Republicans not only are not given benefit of the doubt, but they are just, they're turned into these monsters over simple mistakes that they clear. Like, right. Mitch McConnell clearly just had a, didn't mean to say that. There was no a bad intention with what he said. He just, like you said, forgot to say a word.
Right. How about this one? From Biden. This was when Barack Obama started running for president in 2007. I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things he's ever
said. I still remember Al Sharpton's response. What about me, man? I ran for president. I'm not clean.
Hey, Howie, by the way, can I fit in one more thing here?
Sure.
There's all of these anti-COVID mandate rallies happening.
And yes.
There was one in D.C., and then some anti-mandate people showed up. And this was by Nick Arama from Red State, but I really liked this line. She posted a couple of videos of the rally and the chants from the counter-protesters, you know, the pro-Fauci people.
Yeah.
And she said, they chanted, "We love Fauci," and "quack, quack," not seeming to realize how well those two things go together. I thought you'd like that line.
Yeah. No, we love Fauci.
Quack, quack.
So this is what the Democrats, we want to go to war in Ukraine. We love Fauci. Inflation is good for you.
I would love a poll on Fauci's popularity right about now. I know he's extremely popular with himself based off his office that is decorated with his own pictures and his own bobbleheads. But I would be curious to know what regular Americans, you know, us Americans, Howie, who are just focused on three squares a day and staring at the ceiling fan, what they think of Dr. Fauci.
Well, you saw last week that Rasmussen poll. That was kind of a scary poll that 59% of Democrats want to lock people up who haven't gotten the vaccine. I mean, you got to assume that that's 100% pro-Fauci.
What about the poll that said that Chuck Todd was reading that 5% of Americans think Joe Biden's outperformed? Where are those 5%? Keep your arms up. It will be harder for them to throw the net over you.
I think those were the ones who were chanting quack, quack, quack yesterday in D.C.
Quack, quack. I love
that. By the way, Grace, have you noticed that they call anti-vaxxers has now become a slur like climate deniers?
Yeah, and the worst part of that, Howie, is that they conflate being anti-vaccine mandates with being anti-vaccines. And that's not the same thing. I'm fully vaccinated. Or I was until the booster thing, and now I guess I'm half vaccinated or two-thirds vaccinated. But I don't think other people should be forced to do it. Those are two very different things, and they just like to push them together. Like, if you don't think everyone should be forced to take the jab, you're anti-science.
I'm gonna read a piece from the Montreal News, from a Montreal newspaper. Did you see that piece? The guy that went to Florida for a vacation?
Howie, I read it today during my show, and I added in dramatic music.
That was one of the funniest stories. I mean, I know he didn't mean it to be funny, but it was great. I'm going to read, if you missed Grace's show today, I'm going to read it a little later. The guy's name is Josh Fried. If there were a Pulitzer Prize for satirical writing, he would be the front runner for it.
Howie, you know what? I actually read it. I'm bummed you missed this because you know what I ended up playing? What song?
What?
I was telling the guy from Quebec, if you don't love it, leave it. So you can imagine what song I had to play.
Merle Haggard?
Yes. I really just played it for you, so I'm going to have to send you the segment now.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
All right. Thanks, I'll be back with Hate Mail Monday later today.
This Valentine's Day, it pays to plan ahead with 1-800-Flowers.com. From first dibs on great deals to the best selection of Valentine's Day roses and guaranteed delivery, don't wait to wow. Up your love game today with the biggest and brightest roses from 1-800-Flowers. The early bird gets the worm, and the early buyer gets the best flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer for my listeners. Get 24 assorted roses for $39.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. This is an unbelievable deal from 1-800-Flowers.
And Howie, can I just add in here for all of the gentlemen out there? If she's telling you, I don't need flowers for Valentine's Day, don't send them. I don't want them. Get them. get them because
very fake news.
She's lying to you, and she's going to want them. And you, if you get them now, you get a better deal. So there's no reason to put this off.
Yeah, and have them sent to the office too.
If
she's back at the office, wherever she works, have them sent because it'll really impress all the other females there, and she'll be the queen of the office for the day. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. They're just fantastic. The mailroom manager just got her bouquet, and of course I took full credit for it, and she's decided to have a few people over for coffee, a few women over for coffee, so she can show off her nice flowers. Women love flowers. They may tell you they don't, and don't bother with me, hon, but they're not telling you the truth. Whether it's a full spectrum of assorted roses or timeless red roses, you can't go wrong with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Think ahead this year and get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. Bouquets are selling fast, so lock in your Valentine's delivery date today. Get right to the romance this Valentine's and find the way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, offer expires Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
In case you missed this on Friday, it didn't get nearly enough attention. This was Jen Psaki on The View, I guess. And here's what she had to say, Cut 11.
A little bird told me that you said you might be resigning the job this year. Say it isn't so. Is it true?
I don't know when I'm leaving. This is an honor and a privilege, and I love working for President Biden every single day.
Freudian slip, anybody? Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, Howie, I wanted to point out that the United States has really no financial interest in going to war for the benefit of the Ukraine. The Ukrainians are a corrupt state. Their bond rating, their S&P rating is a single B. So they basically have the solvency of an average company owned by private equity. You know, it's a junk bond rating. So why would we spend billions of dollars going to war there?
I don't know. I don't think there is any reason, is there, Patrick, other than to wag the dog, you know, change the subject? But I don't think this is going to work. I think, if anything, this just makes people more aware of just how pathetic the Biden administration is.
I mean, wag the dog only works when you're going to war against a weak opponent. The last five wars the United States have fought were against enemies where the country had no air force. Now that we've been fighting against the Russians with a complete air force.
I know, and Russia's flush right now because we let them open the pipeline, or they're about to open the pipeline.